All this week, we're looking at the issue of the minimum wage and whether it should be raised from the current $7.25 an hour at the federal level. And each day this week, as part of our series, we're going to hear from a different worker making at or near minimum wage. Yesterday, we heard from a fast food worker. Today, an adjunct professor, Pamela LaLand, who teaches political science at Hillsborough Community College in Tampa, Florida. Pamela, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So how much are you paid as an adjunct?
At HCC, we get paid $1,890 per course per semester, which boils down to about $15 an hour.
About $15 an hour. And how many hours are you working in the course of a week?
I'm paid to work 24 hours per week, but I actually work much more than that.
And you are also a single mother, correct?
That's right. I have three children at home.
Three children at home. And how are you able to afford that with what you're making as an adjunct professor?
Well, I teach as an adjunct professor not only at HCC but also on occasion at University of Tampa. And I am a professional photographer on weekends. I take pictures of weddings on the beach here in Tampa.
Hmm. And are you collecting any government assistance to make ends meet?
I receive food stamps, and my children are on Medicaid, and I get help from the county to pay for childcare for my youngest child.
Do you think that you are being underpaid for the task that you're performing? Could they pay you more than they are?
I don't know if my colleges, you know, if the University of Tampa or Hillsborough Community College could pay more. I'm led to believe that they couldn't actually pay me more than they're paying me right now.
So why do you stay in that job if it is not paying you enough to live on with your family and they couldn't pay you any more if they wanted to?
That's a very good question, Jeremy. I'm not going to be able to stay in this job much longer, actually. Mm. I think like a lot of people who start doing this, I started thinking that I would work and prove to be a great teacher, and you get really hooked when you're working with a student body as vibrant as the student body is in the community college. My hopes about a year ago when I discovered how much I liked it was that I'd be able to land something full-time. But I've been trying to go full-time in the college, even in something administrative, and hoping that I'd be able to at least keep teaching part-time, maybe evenings or something like that. No full-time jobs have been available to me.
What do you like about it? What do you like about your job?
There's so many things I like about it. I've taught at private university, at a public university in Texas, and I've taught here in the community college, and I'm really hooked into the community college student body. They're incredible. They're vibrant. A lot of them come from economically or socioeconomically challenging backgrounds, but they're really thirsty for knowledge and to pull themselves ahead. They don't generally have much of an entitled attitude. They really appreciate all the help that you can give them to move forward in life. You know, it's a great profession. You just can't make a living doing this.
So what do you think you'll do?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. There's always the possibility that I could go more full-time into my photography. I am thinking about maybe going into the public school system to teach in high school. I'm hooking up with these internet sites called like higheredjobs.com and applying for jobs in international programs management because I have a lot of international administration. I spent 18 years abroad and I've worked for the government. But what I would really like to do, of course, is to stay where I'm at doing what I'm doing. But I see also in my colleagues, nobody can make it this way. The people that I work with that's another thing, of course, that I love about this job is that my colleagues are so incredible. Right, they're really dedicated to what they're doing.
And are they also making the same wage about?
Yes, exactly the same wage. And I have one colleague who's been an economics professor there for 11 years, and he said the $90 raise that we just got last month or this semester was the first time that he'd gotten a raise in 11 years that he's been there.
Do you think that with the debate that's been going on recently about the minimum wage that it will finally go up and that if it does go up, it will affect people who are doing the kinds of things that you're doing?
I think that definitely increasing wages will make a huge change. But I'm getting paid now to teach virtually what would be full time. I'm getting paid around $19,000 a year. And so to make that even workable at an economic level, they would have to double my salary. And I don't see that happening in the next few years.
That's Pamela LaLand, who's an adjunct professor at Hillsborough Community College in Tampa, Florida. Pamela, thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you, Jeremy.